This is Jim Sperry. It's March 13th, 2012, forward operating base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with another New Mexico National Guardsman. Sir, please tell me your name.
Name is Noah Berg.
May I call you Noah?
Yes, absolutely.
And what is your rank, sir?
Rank is Staff Sergeant.
Tell me what your job is.
My job is a flight medic. Flight medic and a crew member. So the job really encompasses a couple of things, helping to operate the aircraft safely in flight, and when we do get a patient, treat and care for that patient on the way to whatever hospital we're headed to.
Noah, can I ask how old you are?
I am 40.
And how long have you been in the New Mexico National Guard?
I've been in the New Mexico National Guard for 8 years now.
And before that?
Before that, I was active duty Air Force for about 10.
So you've been around a bit?
I have.
Is this your first deployment?
No, it's not.
Tell me a little bit about where you were in the past.
When I first joined the New Mexico Guard in 04, I was attached as a ground medic to the 126th MP Company, right as they went on their deployment to Baghdad. So with the New Mexico Guard, these have been my two deployments. The one to Iraq in 05, 06, and then this one with Charlie Company. Prior to that in the Air Force, I was actually a photographer, so that kind of sent me all over the world.
Okay, you got a camera I can borrow?
Do I have a camera? Well, now you point and shoot, yeah.
But on a serious note, the question, of course, somebody would want to know at your age, why are you still doing this?
Ooh, wow. Well, a couple of reasons. The military really kind of became a part of who I am very early on. When I first joined the service, I didn't think I was going to make it a career. Thought I was going to do my 4 years and get out. And somewhere in the course of that 4 years, actually began to have kind of a change of attitude about the whole thing and really enjoyed it. And when I left the active duty side after 10 years, just really missed it. And since New Mexico is home, joining the New Mexico Guard and being able to stay in uniform and still do the things I enjoyed doing, having that as part of who I am and being home at the same time was a real blessing.
Are you full-time guard?
I am, yes.
Did you spend time here at Edinburgh?
I did, yes. I arrived in Edinburgh in early October and I left in early February. Actually, me and one of my crew chiefs, Herbie Ibarra, both came here on the same date in October and left on the same date in February.
Having been here at Edinburgh and doing the things you do in the saving lives, you've seen a little bit of everything. Compared to the rest of your deployments, how would you rate being here at Edinburgh when you were working here?
Edinburgh, to me, honestly, was just a different flavor of ice cream, if you will. The mission was pretty much the same everywhere I've been. I've flown some missions at Dwyer. The only other FOB I was assigned to for any length of time was Delorme. Delorme was a lot of transfers. Eddie was a lot of POIs. Edinburgh definitely had more, in the EMS business we'd call it higher patient acuity. The traumas were far greater than what I'd seen elsewhere. And the missions were faster paced. I mean, there was always just so much going on. In part, I think, is they were so fast. But that to me, well, the living is a little bit more austere here as well. But honestly, I felt like you get used to the living part. The fact that you felt like, as a flight medic, as a member of a dust-off unit, felt like we were actually doing our mission here made a big difference.
Tell me a little bit about this unique mission, about the Army supporting the Marines. How did that pan out for you?
That pans out really well. The Marine Corps and the Navy don't really have their own organic medevac platforms. If they didn't have helicopter medevac available, they'd be evacing guys by ground typically. I think they do have a casualty evacuation plan using some of their organic aircraft, but it's not a dedicated platform like having a dust-off unit available.
Now, you're pretty much from New Mexico most all your life, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And I believe you live just south of Belen in Viejita, is that right?
I grew up in Viejita. I actually live and work, or I live in Albuquerque and work in Santa Fe.
But you know the area pretty well. You know that New Mexico is celebrating its 100-year anniversary of being a state, the centennial. How does that make you feel being from New Mexico and doing this mission, which is, you know, probably one of the most critical ones in the entire war?
Well, pretty proud. These are good folks that I deployed with, every one of them, and I don't know, knowing that we come from a state that maybe isn't, it's not the biggest and it's not the most famous, but it's, to me, it's a very, I don't know how to put it, it's a very pleasant place to be from.
Got family you want to talk to back home?
Yeah, my wife and son in Albuquerque, just tell them hi, I love them. Gonna see them a lot sooner, you know, than, and,
What's your wife's name?
Bridget.
And your son?
Liam.
And how old is Liam?
Liam is 11. He'll be 12 in May.
All right, very good. And what part of Albuquerque do you live in?
We live in the Northeast Heights.
All right, very good. Well, I really appreciate you taking time. I know you guys are busy and need to get back onto the bird and get back to where you just came in from. Thanks for what you do, and be safe and keep the dirty side down.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
This is Jim Spiri, March 13th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.